Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Where's the beef? Remember that commercial back from the 1980s? 1984 to be exact. Seems so out of date now since everyone has supersized sandwiches. We haven't solved the problem of immigration, crime, abortion, terrorism, racial or gender equality, but man, we solved the problem of two small hamburger patties, which proves that when Americans put our minds to it, there's nothing we can't do. Clara Peller would be proud. She's the actress who at 81 starred in the 1984 Wendy's commercial, Where's the Beef? Where is she now? Well, she's probably at the same place where Mary Tyler Moore is. Where's the beef? It's not what Americans are asking today, and it's not what Christians are asking either, but it should be, kind of. When you heard today's gospel from Matthew chapter 5, you should think, where's the beef? Or better, where's the epiphany? Up until today, we've heard in the Gospels, in this Epiphany season, that wonderful word of epiphanies of Jesus. The revealings of God on earth. The person of Jesus Christ that proves that he is more than just a man. He is one with God the Father. He is the all-powerful God in heaven, but here on earth. The star we heard about a few weeks ago revealed it. The baptism we celebrated not long ago, we heard about the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, all three at Jesus' baptism. The prophecy fulfillment we heard last week confirmed it. The miraculous healings, the disciples who called to follow and followed him. The people all over Israel who came out to be healed by him. All these things, epiphanies. But in today's text, in the gospel, where's the beef? Where's the epiphany? Some might say, I don't see it. So what that Jesus sat down on a mountain to preach? Where's the miracle? Where's the healing? Where is God hiding? Well, he's not. He's right where he said he would be, on the mountain of the Lord. Remember how on one mountain Yahweh gave the Ten Commandments? That was Mount Sinai. Only Moses was invited up that mountain. All others were not to go near, not even touch the mountain, lest they die. You needed to have an intermediary for that mountain. That mountain was holy. It was the mountain of the Lord, from which we receive God's holy law. And it proved we are not holy. On another mountain, Yahshua, Jesus, gave 9 makairoi, 9 blesseds, otherwise known as the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they'll inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the peacemakers, the pure in heart. They'll see God. These are the Beatitudes we heard in our text today, given on a different mountain. This mountain was in Israel. The other mountain, Sinai, closer to Egypt. From that mountain, we heard how to be righteous. From this mountain, we heard who the poor blokes are who were going to heaven. That mountain tells us not to murder. This mountain tells what happens to those who mourn. That mountain tells us that God will comfort those who mourn. That mountain tells us not to steal. This mountain tells us who it is who inherits the earth. That mountain's symbol was the finger of God writing the Ten Commandments. This mountain's symbol, the mouth of Jesus as he sat down to teach and teach his disciples blessed things. But it's the same Lord and God. The lawgiver commanding obedience and warning for trespassing against his law, and the gracious healer, showering his disciples with blessings amid failures to do his will, and being broken by the law, humiliated by its accusations. 1 Samuel chapter 2, 6 says, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and he raises up. So here's a problem. You don't get to choose which mountain applies to you. You can't ignore one in favor of the other. If two mountains is what God gives you, then two mountains is what you get. I once went to a film premiere in Knoxville. It was a movie about the theologians at the time of Hitler. Afterward, there was this panel discussion, and they had these three teachers or theologians talking, and one was talking about the law, and the next one said, okay, I see your Ten Commandments, and I'll raise you nine Beatitudes. I thought, okay, interesting. I think he was kind of muddling law and gospel, but I think he made an interesting connection. I think a very true connection. Two mountains, same Lord. Law and gospel. Some people look at the Beatitudes and they muddle it. They think that the Beatitudes are like the Ten Commandments. They actually call them the Beatitudes, right? Be poor in spirit. Be this and that. Be mournful. Be this. They're law, according to that perspective. But I think that misses the point. I think the key is to hear who it is speaking these things as he sits down. And he doesn't say, stay away from this mountain. Remember, all the disciples came near him and sat down, or came near him as he's sitting down to preach and teach. The key is to see the one who's sitting on the top of this mountain. The other one was Moses, and here on the top of the mountain is Jesus. He comes not to abolish the law, he says, but to fulfill it. He fills it to the brim, and then he can bless us with things that we don't have on our own. Only the perfect one can fulfill God's law perfectly. The finger of the law is the same finger that ultimately had to point with condemnation to Jesus. You die for the sins of the world. Yeah, but he's the Holy One. He's the perfect. He's your Son. Yeah, God's finger pointed to him rather than to you and me. So now the mouth of Jesus can declare what we are in this life when we listen to him. We are not just 10 failures. We are 9 blessings. We are poor in spirit on our own, but he fills our spirit with good things. He baptizes us and brings us into his kingdom by grace, filling us with the Holy Spirit so that we can have faith and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. We are the ones who mourn in this life, and he is the one that comforts us with the knowledge of his death and his resurrection. But it is God, when we turn to him, who comforts us. Comforts us with his Son's victory over death. Comforts us with the knowledge of the resurrection from the dead and the life of the world to come. Still, wait a minute. Where's the beef? Where's the epiphany in this text today? And the answer is, it's there on the mountain. It's Jesus teaching with authority, his blessings to those who listen to him and believe in him, that he is God in the flesh for us. The hidden epiphany is in God's word and in his gifts. And that's how it is for us today. When Jesus walked on the earth, he did great miracles and things at times, and people had to go, oh my goodness, these miracles, I believe. But then a few minutes later, they didn't believe. You know how it is. But how is it for us now? Well, Jesus isn't visibly here for us. He's hidden behind his word in the same way he was hiding behind his word in Jesus the whole time he taught and people went away. But now the epiphany for us in our hearts is when we hear his word and believe. When we take his sacraments, and it causes us to confess and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the one who saves us from sin, death, and the power of the evil one, that we might walk in the newness of life. The very God who takes care of the problem posed by Mount Sinai, giving his son to die, to sin once and for all, who sits down the mountain to teach us his ways and bless us with his righteousness. Therefore, be encouraged today to live the Beatitude life, a blessed life. Be mournful, be meek, be hunger and thirsting for righteousness, be merciful, be pure in heart, be peacemakers, and blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you. All the things that Jesus said in the text, we experience that. But don't be all proud and righteous, for you can't be an epiphany of God here on earth. And you may never see an epiphany like people saw in Jesus' day. But you can, by the epiphany that's in his word, bear witness to where epiphany is. Where's the beef? It's in Jesus, God in human flesh, for us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.